WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Happiness is the new film by Todd Solondz, the director of Welcome to the Dollhouse. Although Happiness won the Critics' Prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival, it was later dropped by its original distributor because of its subject matter. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
When you call a movie Happiness nowadays, everybody knows you're kidding. The joke is pitch black in Todd Solondz's painfully funny new comedy, in which everyone is obsessed with the pursuit of happiness, and no one is any happier for it. Sort of a New Jersey version of an Altman movie, it interweaves the stories of several characters, centering on three grown-up sisters. Good-hearted Joy, played by Jane Addams, is a hapless folk singer who can't hold a tune, a man, or a decent job. Her icy sister Helen, amusingly played by Laura Flynn Boyle, is a famous writer who complains of being trapped in a state of irony. She's looking for a kinky brute of a lover. The most conventional is Trish, that's Cynthia Stevenson, a smug suburban mom who has no clue that her therapist husband Bill Maplewood, bravely played by Dylan Baker, dreams of little boys and mass murder. They all inhabit a world that's like a situation comedy gone psychotic, in which seemingly chipper conversations take on dark undertones, as when Bill comes home after a day at work.
Hey.
Hi, hi, how's work?
Oh, hi. Hey, Billy. What's going on?
Nothing.
He's depressed.
Well, is anything the matter?
I don't want to talk about it.
Ignore him. He's just doing it for attention. He thinks he'll be impressed, as if. So anyway, Joy came by today.
Huh. How's she doing?
Oh, God, I don't know. And frankly, I'm concerned. I mean, she's not like me. You know, she doesn't have it all. She pretends to be happy, but I can see right through her. She's miserable.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, to be frank, I think she's lazy. But she's not a go-getter like me or Helen. And she's so picky. I gave Damien Ross her phone number, for what it's worth. And Joy sounded interested, naturally, but I don't know. I'm afraid to have to say it, but truly, it's what I believe. She'll always be alone.
We're all alone.
Oh, Bill.
Happiness marks a quantum leap beyond Solondz's fluky breakthrough hit, Welcome to the Dollhouse, which I, like many critics, overpraised at the time. I frankly thought he might never make anything good again, but this new movie is wittier and more expansive, weaving a tapestry of suburban Americana with its beaming naivete and subterranean perversity. Its characters are all questing for something, love, sex, inner peace, but their search simply creates an endless daisy chain of thwarted desire. While the glamorous Helen craves a man who will treat her roughly in bed, the onanistic nerd down the hall, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, dreams of doing just that. In turn, he's pursued by his desperate, obese neighbor, Christina. In one way or another, all the characters get a taste of joy, only to have it quickly washed away by regret, loneliness, mortification, or the shadow of death. Happiness isn't impossible, but it's as fleeting as breath condensed on a mirror. The movie's vision of life is so black, it almost makes you feel sorry for New Jersey. What keeps it from becoming oppressive is Solondz's flair for the comedy of humiliation, that plunging moment when exaltation gives way to disaster. Happiness is filled with wickedly funny bits, like Joy's one-night stand with a shifty Russian taxi driver. Or in a scene more outrageous than anything in the new Lolita, Bill Maplewood drugging his family in order to indulge his sick predilections. The movie's key metaphor is his son Billy's desire to have his first orgasm, just like his junior high buddies. He tries and tries. This is a movie filled with hopeful people. And his efforts cap the finale, a family gathering so hilariously gross, it will make you forget Ben Stiller's stuck zipper in There's Something About Mary. Over the last months, Happiness has grown notorious for being shocking and controversial. While it's not really that, it is profoundly creepy, especially in the extraordinary scene when Bill talks to his son Billy about his child molesting. The two sit together, framed like Ward and Beaver Cleaver, discussing one of the Beeves' goofy antics. But what they're talking about here would have made a 50s TV explode. And the disturbing thing is, this scene may leave you laughing. Although Happiness often rises to brilliance, the film is beautifully acted and impeccably structured, it's also a dead end. In depicting the soul-crushing horrors of suburban life, Solanz's own vision is so pinched and so flat that it becomes a symptom of the very bleakness he wants to anatomize. Like the equally grim Your Friends and Neighbors, this is a movie that leaves you feeling that there's no hope. While this is a legitimate theme for an artist, it's hard not to think that happiness is ultimately the work of a very talented but very unhappy filmmaker, exacting his revenge on the world. Solanz doesn't just find the worm in the apple. He puts it there.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.